Our time of the great penance is at an end. And the church now, meaning all of us, we enter into the most intense, spiritually speaking, temporally speaking, liturgical year in our lives, as well as the shortest liturgical year, the Paschal Triduum. We begin, as we always do, with this Holy Mass of the Lord's Supper, the Mass at which we commemorate the Lord Jesus, as we just listened, fully aware that his hour had come. And as he told his apostles how much he desired to eat this meal with them, he institutes the august sacrament of his body, blood, soul, and divinity, the most holy Eucharist, as his lasting pledge of his enduring presence among us. And with the institution of the most holy Eucharist, he institutes and ordains his first priests, those apostles, to continue for the faithful whom they would convert, whom their successors converted, and their successors converted down to us and well beyond our time here on earth. It will continue to the end of time. It will continue until he keeps his promise to return to us, when all is perfected and he hands over all of creation to the Father. In other words, handing us over to God the Father, the one who created us. This Holy Mass was prefigured, as we read in the first reading. As you listened to that description which God is commanding Moses to have the people do, to eat that first Passover, what they were to eat, how they were to eat it, even down to smearing the blood of the lamb on the wooden lintels of their houses, so the Lord would pass them over and not exact punishment on them. Think of the Mass. What our Lord Jesus did at the Last Supper, and what we represent in unbloody form every time Mass is offered on the altar, was prefigured in that first Passover. But now it's been perfected. It's Jesus himself, whom, as the church prays, is the priest, the altar, and the lamb of sacrifice. His blood, smeared on the gibbet of the cross, transformed that into the tree of life. It is our sign of who we are in Christ, the cross. It is his life which we live. When we receive him in Holy Communion, do we realize that as we eat his body and drink his blood, he's consuming us? He truly is, if we allow him to do that. So as we enter into the Paschal and sacred Triduum of the Lord, let us do so with humble and yet grateful hearts, open to him, understanding how much he longs for each of us to be here, to receive him. That's just a glimpse of the kind of mercy that he's showing us. He took our places. We know that. Not because he had to, but because he wanted to. All of this is for us. Let us truly, sincerely be grateful, not just by saying, thank you, Lord, but by saying, thank you, Lord, and then doing what Jesus did for his apostles and commanded them to do for others. Love and serve them as he loves and serves us, and most especially as he loves us in the Holy Eucharist.